Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 7. So today I have another submitted quote, this one by Jerry Seinfeld. So the quote is, "What are they planting to grow the seedless watermelon?" Which is a very good question. I mean, okay, we know that they're planting seeds, but it's an interesting thought process. So we've got our seedless watermelons, but I'm also thinking of the advent of the pitless avocado that supposedly needed to be created because so many people are cutting themselves while cutting into an avocado, which I think tells me that perhaps we just need more home ec classes that actually do something with avocados. I'm having a hard time with that one. And by the way, Pampered Chef has this very nice tool, and I can't remember if it's for avocado cutting or if it's for, I think it's for avocados, but it works really well for kiwis as well, or can be kind of manipulated that way. Not sharp, not going to hurt yourself, but does a pretty darn good job just cutting in around there. Anyway, I don't know. I haven't done the research and read articles and whatever, so it's probably not fair for me to say, but I kind of am curious to know if this avocado or the pitless avocado thing is sort of the justification, a supposed creating a need to that needs to be fixed, thus people cutting their hands and needing to go to the doctor, to create the need for this pitless avocado, justify all the engineering and whatever else that goes around with it. And I suppose it has potential then to give us more fruit, but I'm a little concerned about the whole concept. And do people not understand how we get, like, are we so out of touch that we don't know how we grow food? It just kind of blows my mind to think if we have all of our foods that are seedless, we're kind of like, that means you can't plant anything anymore. And maybe, and most of us are so out of touch with planting anyway, we don't even think of the fact that this actually matters. But if we have to buy our seeds from somebody else, that means somebody else gets to control everything about anything we do. Everything about what goes into those seeds. You know, that used to not be a thing, right? Like, it was seeds. Did it come from a good fruit or whatever? Or did it not? Do you want to regrow that? Now they're putting other stuff in the seeds, right? To make sure that pesticides don't kill that particular thing. So it's like, it's just fascinating to think that we're like totally okay with this much other stuff going into our food. I could go on and about that forever, but it's just a fascinating thing that I'm wondering how many people aren't thinking about. Yes, it's convenient and that's delightful, I guess. I don't know. I've probably had seedless watermelon and I haven't had a pitless avocado to know if that's taste compromised, but there's convenience there, which is great, but what does that convenience cost us? I'm thinking we're really getting to the place where we're appreciating our convenience a little bit too much and not thinking of the consequences. So I'd love to actually know where Jerry Seinfeld's head was when he wrote this or said this, if it was just sort of if he was kind of trying to call to action. You know, we all laugh at it because it's funny, but is it really funny? And I can't help but think of this whole, you know, we want less red tape and less administration and less padding, you know, when we try to get something accomplished, be it our taxes or be it getting a hold of a store manager or whatever. If you think about the fact that growing a seedless anything means you have to get somebody else, you have to get seeds from somebody else, you can't be self-sufficient. Again, if we look at a world where this happens completely, we're just adding padding, we're adding administration, we're adding red tape into this whole system. We're putting a bunch of people in the middle, and obviously it's a great way to make sure that somebody makes money on absolutely everything that we do. But it's just fascinating when we want less red tape, but we're allowing that to completely be added and going, yeah, that's fine. But again, most of us disconnected from this to not understand what it all means or what it all could mean. So we'll see what happens. We'll see how this all plays out for us. Thank you very much for joining me for Mornings with a Stranger, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. Oh, wait, it's Friday. I guess we'll see you in a few days. Okay. Have a good weekend.